Hello, my name is Daniel Mann, and I'm a member of the Rangers team working on the release management migration tooling. I wanted to take about 5 minutes to give you a quick demonstration of the tool so you can see exactly how it works. So what we're looking at right now is Release Management 2015 Update 1, although the tool will work with Release Management 2013 Update 4, or Release Management 2015 RTM or Update 1. So there's three versions that it works with. So what we're looking at is a release template from the ALM virtual machine for the Fabricam call center application. And we're looking at the QA stage of that. So if you're familiar with this already, you already know what it contains, but it's just a very, very simple release workflow where we remove a web application, make a backup of the web application, copy our new set of binaries over from our build drop location, and then create a website. And in the event that something fails, it executes a rollback block where it restores our backup and turns that website back on. I've already gone and preloaded the release management migration tool onto this machine. And so you see that it's just a command line application called rmworkflowmigrator.exe. So if I run that, it shows you all of the command line options that are at our disposal. So I'm going to just run it against this particular release template and this particular stage of our release template. So I'm going to give it the parameter T for template name. I'm going to tell it to use the QA stage, and I'm going to tell it what database server to connect to. And in this case, my database server is localhost because my database is on this machine, and the name of the database, which is release management. I'll also add the dash V parameter for verbosity. And we also have the option, some other options that you can explore, such as whether or not it will capture metrics for the Rangers team to help us see what issues people are encountering with the application and how many people are actually using it. But I will run it with metrics enabled. So given this command line, I run the utility. And since I gave it verbose output, by default, it will dump all of the scripts that it generates into a folder called output. But of course, you can override that and set your own value. So this gives you some diagnostic information that's just kind of interesting. So you can follow it as it parses the release template and then finally starts taking those actions out of the release template and generating a PowerShell script or a series of PowerShell scripts for it. So you see that it ran actually very, very quickly, which is nice. But now we can go and dive into the scripts that it generated. So I'm in my migrator tool here, and you see the output folder. Within the output folder, what it will do is it will go through and parse all of the container objects in the release template. So things like sequence blocks, server tags, and servers, or parallel blocks as well. And for each type of container, it will generate a subfolder. So you should have a hierarchy that matches up with your deployment sequence pretty closely. It's also sequential, so it goes by the order that they appear in the deployment sequence. It will give you a unique identifier that increments. So you see it's 1_server_VSALM. And so if I dive into this folder, you see that there's three script files that were generated. And at the level above that, there's a deployer tools folder that actually goes and retrieves the applications and the PowerShell scripts that release management server uses to run your application, or run your deployment rather. So if I go and take these five scripts and just edit them with the PowerShell ISE, what we get are an initialization script, a release script, and then individual scripts for any of the rollback blocks you have defined. Now, the initialization script will actually go and capture all of the parameter values that you provided and turns them into unique parameters to the PowerShell script. So when you use this in release management service, you can just plug in the initialization script for each particular environment and then reuse the release scripts throughout all of your stages. Now, there are a couple of things that you have to fill in as part of this. So there's a component path, which would be the not necessarily the drop location, but rather the staging location that the release management service would be putting your binaries, and also a path to your deployer tools, which so that deployer tools folder right here, obviously that's going to have to be somewhere on the machine, whether you get it as an artifact out of your build process or whether you just kind of install your deployer tools on your target servers, it's up to you. The other thing that's worth noting is that as part of this, it will extract the passwords that you provided, but in their encrypted form only. It does not decrypt your passwords. And the expectation is that you will manage your passwords via some other mechanism, whether it's a configuration variable in the release management service, or whether it's via some sort of configuration management tool or password management tool. I do not necessarily recommend storing your environment passwords or your application passwords in plain text in a PowerShell script that's in source control. That's probably not a good idea. So we have the initialization script here, and then we have our release script, which you can see has successfully gone and translated each of those actions into a call to one of the deployment tools, tying it back to a parameter. So you can see our first action in our release template was remove website with a site name of Fabricam UAT. So we've extracted that into a call to the isconfig.exe tool with the correct parameters necessary to remove the website. So it takes a drop website and a site name parameter. We don't need to know that because that's just how the release management tool works. And we pass in that site name parameter, which is defined right here in the initialization script. Now, as we scroll down, you see that we have a rollback that gets executed right here. So the rollback blocks are transformed into a separate script that can then be called in the appropriate places based on the current existing release management server's behavior for how it handles rollback blocks. So it should handle rollback blocks in more or less the same fashion that you're used to. And the rollback script is exactly the same thing, except this takes a series of parameters as well. So that's really all there is to it. Thank you for watching the video, and if you have any questions, please contact the Rangers team.